KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Lots of high school sports around the area last night. Let's get after it. In high school track last night, the Glenwood Ram Relays won by the home team. Glenwood wins with 171 points. Shenandoah with a 107 total second. Clarinda was third with 101 points. Fremont Mills, Nishnabotna, Southwest Valley, Griswold, Red Oak, East Mills, and Bedford round out the top 10 teams. Individual winners include James Fuller of Glenwood in the 100, Carter Von Essen of Glenwood in the 200, Jacob Carlson of Clarinda in the 400, Joe Blake of Shenandoah in the 800, Josh Haining of Nishnabotna won the 1600, Josh Sundberg of Red Oak took the 3200, Dane Cruz of Glenwood the 110 hurdles, Caleb Peterson of Glenwood wins the 400 hurdles. In the relays, Glenwood won the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 4x8, and the shuttle hurdle relay. Shenandoah took the distance medley relay. Austin Fichter of Shenandoah won the discus. Shenandoah took the distance medley relay. Also, Jet Ketwick of Clarinda won the long jump. Jared DeVoe of Clarinda the shot put. And Colt Scott of Bedford the high jump event. At the Lady Panther relays at Creston last night in the Class A division, it was Creston winning the team title with 126 points. Shenandoah with a 119 total was second. Clarinda was third, Atlantic fourth, Clark and Interstate 35 tied for fifth. Individual winners include Jade Ramoses of Clarinda in both the 100 and the 200. Serena Parker of Shenandoah took the 400. Natalie Mostick of Creston the 800. Maria Mostick of Creston the 1500. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic is the 3000 champ. Bailey Zimmerman of Clarinda wins the 100 hurdles. Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah the 400 hurdles. Clarinda won the 4x100 and 4x200 relays. Also, Creston took the 4x4 and the 4x8, along with the sprint medley and distance medley relays. In the field events, Shenandoah's Serena Parker won both the discus and the shot. Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah the long jump, and Brianna Wallace of Creston wins the high jump. At the Lady Panther relays in the Class B division, Mount Air is the champ with 79 points. Lennox was 73, the runner-up. Guthrie Center, Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Stanton the top five. Individually, Rachel Rummelhart of Guthrie Center wins the 100. Aurora Arevalo of Lennox wins the 200. Sydney Danker of Guthrie Center the 400. Katie Dukes of Lennox the champ in the 800. Maddie Lorman of Diagonal wins the 1500. Nicole Graham of Stanton the 3000. Rachel Rummelhart of Guthrie Center the 100 hurdles. Sydney Danker of Guthrie Center the 400 hurdles. In the relays, Guthrie Center wins the 4x100. Mount Air takes the 4x2, the 4x4, and the 4x8. Sprint medley relay and the distance medley relay both go to Lennox, while the shuttle hurdle relay went to Stanton. Also, Katie Holmes of Mount Air took the discus. Katie Dukes of Lennox the long jump, the shot put title to Aurora Arevalo of Lennox. At the Tri-Center Trojan Invitational last night, it was Missouri Valley winning that meet with 88 points. St. Albert was 77 and a third was second. Thomas Jefferson was 60 points third. Underwood, Tri-Center, AHSTW, Trainer, West Harrison, Adair Casey, Clarinda Academy, the top 10. Individually, Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey wins both the 100 and 200 events. Nick Schnitker of Tri-Center, the 400. Drew Pauley of Missouri Valley, the 800. Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson wins the 1600. Max Ross of St. Albert, the 3200. Justin Miller of Missouri Valley took the 100 hurdles, the 110 hurdles. Nick Peterson of Underwood, the 400 hurdles. In the field, in the relay events, Missouri Valley, the 4x1 champ. Thomas Jefferson took the 4x200. St. Albert, the 4x400. And Tri-Center, the 4x800. Underwood wins the shuttle hurdle relay. Distance medley went to Thomas Jefferson. Also, Jackson Scott Brown of St. Albert won both the shot and discus events. Lee White of AHSTW, the high jump champ. And Brett Daly of Trainer wins the long jump in that meet last night. In high school soccer last night, in girls' action, it was Lewis Central topping Atlantic 4-1. St. Albert beat Trainer 5-0. Ballard over Carroll 7-0. Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 1-0. Tri-Center over Harlan 5-1. Underwood beat Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey 1-0. And Missouri Valley over Riverside 2-0. In boys' soccer last night, it was St. Albert topping Atlantic 5-3. Creston beating Nottoway Valley 8-0. Harlan over Tri-Center 3-1. AHSTW 7-0 over Missouri Valley, and Glenwood in overtime beats Lewis Central 3-2. In high school girls tennis last night, Red Oak over Kemper Catholic 9-0. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 6-3. Shenandoah downing Denison 5-4. In boys tennis, it was Audubon over St. Albert 7-2. Kemper Catholic 6-3 over Red Oak. Creston beating Southwest Valley 7-2. And Glenwood over Lewis Central by a 6-3 final. Lots of high school golf last night as well. In girls golf, Kemper Catholic downing Harlan 201 to 204. McKenna Ludwig of Kemper with a 47, the medalist. Southwest Valley beat Red Oak 215 to 251. Taylor Damewood of Southwest Valley shoots 50 for medalist honors. Tri-Center topping Griswold 212 to 225. Kara Johnson of Tri-Center had a 49 for the low round. Trainer beat AHSTW 211 to 225. Allie Anderson of Trainer with a 42 was medalist. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 192 to 247. Opal Fox of Lewis Central, the medalist, with a 43. Nishnabotna defeated Bedford. Nishnabotna shooting a 272. No score for Bedford. Miranda Scroggie of Nishnabotna had the low round with a 50. Boyer Valley shot a 219 to defeat Cam, who shot 223. Exira EHK at 234. Charter Oak Ute 242. Coon Rapids Bayard 249. Glidden Ralston 262. And Woodbine had no team score. Madison Stanley of Glidden Ralston with a 47 was medalist in that meet. Also, Nottoway Valley shot a 263 to beat Martinsdale St. Mary's, who shot 276 in Mount Air and Southeast Warren, who each had no score. Underwood with a 219 defeated Audubon, which didn't have a team score, and Heartland Christian with no team score. Rachel Thielen of Underwood shot 48 for medalist honors. Also, IKM Manning over Riverside 178 to 184, as Makasha Jacobson of IKM Manning had the low round of 47. In boys golf last night, Kemper Catholic beat Harlan 156 to 160. Max Langenfeld of Harlan had the low round with a 37. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 168 to 196 with Nick Carlson of Red Oak, the medalist, with a 37. Griswold beat Tri-Center 167 to 244 with James Reynolds of Griswold shooting the low round of 37. AHSTW topping Trainer 177 to 186. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW was medalist with a 41. IKM Manning beat Riverside 178 to 184. Dylan McLean of Riverside was medalist with a 40. Audubon shooting a 177 to Underwood's 188 and Heartland Christian's 240 as Mickey Williamson leads the Wheelers with a 42. Boyer Valley shot 175 to beat Coon Rapids Bayard, who shot 178. Exira EHK at 199. Woodbine at 199. Glidden Ralston at 204. Cam at 210. Charter Oak at 218. And Adair Casey at 279. Kyle Barrett of Boyer Valley with a 38 was medalist. Nottoway Valley shot a 187 to beat Mount Air at 193. Martinsdale St. Mary's at 215. And Southeast Warren at 224. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 176 to 183. And Nishnabotna shot a 199 to beat Bedford, who had no team score. Tyler Beam of Nishnabotna was medalist with a 40. In baseball, Matt Garza overcame five walks, earning his first career win in St. Louis, and Carlos Gomez had two hits and an RBI for the Brewers as they spoiled the Cardinals' home opener with a 5-4 win yesterday. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Philadelphia 2-0, Colorado 2-0 over San Francisco, Atlanta beat Miami 3-2, Cubs over Cincinnati in 10 innings, 7-6, Arizona beat San Diego 8-4. Kansas City Royals became the only undefeated team in the majors as Danny Duffy pitched into the seventh inning and Kendry Morales homered in a 12-3 romp over Minnesota, spoiling the Twins' home opener. Royals are now 7-0. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Baltimore 6-5, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Toronto. The Angels beat Texas 6-3, Oakland over Houston 8-1. In interleague play, Pittsburgh beat Detroit 5-4, Boston over Washington 9-4, and the Dodgers in 10 innings 6-5. Over Seattle. And in football news, Iowa will play its first night games at Kinnick Stadium in 3 years with a pair of primetime contests. The Big Ten Network and the league announced yesterday that the Hawkeyes will host Pittsburgh on September 19th and Minnesota on November 14th, both in prime time. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.